This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2312. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded September 11th, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Czechia, Ethiopia, France, Germany, Hong Kong, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Iran, Korea North, Kyrgyzstan, Luxembourg, Mexico, North America, Norway, Peru, Poland, Russia, Spain, UK, USA, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The Hardcore DX, Maritz from Dusche in Belgium reports, hearing a Brazilian, September 6th at 0610, or 11755.860. No ID, but Rudolf Grimm in Brazil says, of course, it's Radio Voz Missionária, which deviates from authorized frequencies. At 1350 a bit later, he measured it on 11755.83. And there are other two on 9664.91 and 5940.28. Of course, the 25-meter band frequency is further off than any of the others. It was supposed to be originally on 11750, and for a long time it was just below that frequency. And then at 1458, Zaharias Youngest in Greece, using a remote in Brazil, measured them again, and he found it on 11755.808. Also, checked some pirate frequencies in Brazil and noted their offsets. Casa on 5900 was minus 90 hertz. Scala on 6135 minus 100 hertz. And on 7350 minus 76. Al-Rakaria on 9290 minus 80 hertz. But he found the big one, 11780.0, RN Amazonas, right on frequency. I tried again for their token English broadcast, UT Wednesday, September 10th, at 0150. It was 15 over 9 in the Tennessee, and they were still repeating a bit about the Parque Rodeador shortwave transmitter site and how beneficial RNA is to remote Amazon. But you'll never hear even a headline about what's really going on in Brazil in a discussion about stations running time on other stations. Alexander Myatlikov in Ukraine says, not all of them were actually paying, most of them did not. For example, when shortwave service in Germany put Radio Bulgaria into their schedule, the station stated it had nothing to do with it. It was an unofficial relay, so it would not verify reception reports, and this was the case with many others. Doug Brown in London, Ontario, tells us about a play currently running about CKNX 920 in William, Ontario. The story of Doc Quickshank, who in 1926, proprietor of the town's radio store, believes he could sell more radios if the town had its own radio station. So he built his own transmitter in its garage and went on the air. Tickets now on sale. The play runs through September 20th. Details at blythefestival.com. B-L-Y-T-H, festival.com. It's Radio Town, the Doc Quickshank story. In fact, it's billed as a country musical, newly commissioned, celebrating CKNX and its beloved founder with live performances. We've continued checking the known frequencies of Radio Havana, Cuba, where it's trying to make a comeback, but it's been quite sporadic. 15140 is sometimes on the air for the English broadcast at 19 UT, but not always lasting the entire hour. Also could be on 11760. Later in the afternoon, there have been usually on 13780. In the evening, 9710 in English, and or 6000, and or 11760. Sometimes they're on way late past 0600. Sometimes they're on, but failing to modulate. On September 11th at 19 UT, there was a strong carrier on 15140 and much weaker on 13780. The day before, there was a nationwide power blackout, according to a Reuters report. From Czechia, Radio Prague is being heard via WRMI, even in German. Alexander Myatlikov says, RPI refused to pay even for low-power 1 kilowatt relays via Germany's shortwave service in Kalkreckel. which were there for many years prior to 2022, paid for by the station and not Radio Prague. I'm confident RPI does not pay for transmissions over WRMI either. It's solely WRMI's initiative, so they do what they want. And their German website says, in translation, Radio Prague International does not have the additional funds to cover the cost. This means that as of November 1st, we will no longer be included in your broadcast schedule. But for now, Peter W. Hansen points out, the latest WRMI schedule has a two-hour block of Radio Prague from 01 to 03 on 7780 to Mexico and 9455 to Western North America. It's in four languages, half an hour each, French, English, Spanish, and German. Ethiopia, Ron Howard says, Radio Oromia 6030 was heard with live coverage from the Quagmai Festival. That's P-U-A-G-M-A-E. He was listening via remote in Ethiopia on September 6th from 0540 till tune out at 0705. Live coverage of the first day of the Quagmai Festival, speeches, announcers, and African music. This was scheduled through September 10th with lots of details about the different subjects on their website. About a strike affecting Radio France International, Mike Cooper says, at 1800 UT on 17620 and 17850, September 10th, and on Weaker 21690, RFI went to fill music at the top of the hour with no explanation, replacing the normal hour-long French language news block. The work stoppage is part of a nationwide block everything action across France to protest government austerity measures. The CGT union plans additional protests on September 18th, but not yet a call for Radio France employees to strike on that date. At 1814, with an apology but no explanation, enjoyable music ended and the normal Afrika Soir news program began. Via WWDXC, Max Berger of SM Radio Dessau in Germany previewed upcoming programming on Sunday, September 14th at 11 to 12 UT, 6070, channel 292, and 6095, Nauen, with 100 kilowatts. And another half hour via 6095, only a special program, Tag des offenen Denkmals. A special QSL card will be available for these broadcasts, but only if sufficient return postage is enclosed. Details at the website www.smradio-dessau.de. Here is the September scheduling for Bill Tovert's programs via Channel 292 in Germany. Each of them appears once a month and they're 1 week apart. From the Isle of Music, the fourth of several episodes featuring the best of Cubadisco 2025, Cuba's most important discographic awards. The best of the new releases and recordings from Cubans elsewhere. Also, Musica Bailable, dance music. First airing Friday, September 12th at 17 UT on 6070 and at 21 on 3955. And repeated on Sunday, September 14th at 17, aiming toward Africa on 9670. Then Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, the same scheduling, on Friday and Sunday, September 19th and 21st. Jazz from Russia and Ukraine, featuring musicians who are still in each country. Filed under Hong Kong Nan, I ran across Chinese and English alternating on 9400, September 10th at 1349, interfering with WRMI on 9395. This is FEBC's program Radio Liangyo, which originates in Hong Kong apparently, but is transmitted from the Iwa Zambales transmitter site in the Philippines at 11 to 14 UT. Ron Howard in California, or via remotes closer, has continued monitoring the new third channel of Radio Republic Indonesia on 7205. He says a significant anniversary is the 80th anniversary of RRI September 11th, which is also National Radio Day in Indonesia. Founded on this date in 1945. So our congratulations to them. Zaharias Youngus refers us to a history of RRI in English on their website, including the predecessors in the Dutch colonial era and during the Japanese occupation. It's at rri.co.id/en/national 182-6051 And then the title, with hyphens, Radio Republik Indonesia marks 80 years of public service innovation. International Vacuum, Monitoring Jupiter is the subject of Jules Letourneau's World of Utilities column in September CIDX Messenger. It seems the planet puts out some radio noise, which can be heard on shortwave between 18 and 28 megahertz. There's something called the Radio Jove Project. For much more info, it's sponsored by NASA. See radiojove.gsfc.nasa.gov. Radio Fardal for Iran is one of the few U.S. international broadcasting services still on the air, but it's questionable how much useful information they are conveying to Iran, since they play an awful lot of music. Chris Campbell in Ohio says, I have to say it's become an afternoon go-to for me. It runs from 19 to midnight UT, comes in very well early on when conditions are decent. Other days it takes until 21 or 22 UT for the signal to improve. Nice to have an afternoon staple to go to with good music. Has anyone else been monitoring good results from 12.035? At that hour it's transmitted from the UK. Korea South and North about the reduction in the Korean radio war. As of September 1st, Ron Howard reports, South Korea's Ministry of National Defense suspended the Voice of Freedom broadcast for the first time in a sesquidecade. But on September 3rd, while listening via remote in Japan on 6045, he still heard the usual North Korean super jamming white noise and also pulsating noise jamming, which had been used to jam Voice of Freedom, even though it has now ceased operations. From Zaharias Yangas in Greece, whose motto is Stop Missing the Forest for the Trees, a report on Voice of Wilderness, 9339.9, presume the station on that frequency, in the Hamamatsu remote receiver, poor modulation at 13 UT September 9th, but sharp audio. The program is clearly Christian. This is Junkoja's Cheongsori radio broadcast. WBCQ is not the only broadcaster on the out-of-band frequency of 5130. In communication of the British Tennis Club, Tony Rogers reminds us of Kyrgyzstan, hit shortwave, heard at 1450 UT on the 1st of August. That's when the carrier came on with tone. Programming started at 1456. He said it's usually on the air only on weekdays between the 1st and 15th of the month. It's a religious broadcast, usually mostly in Dari. He was hearing it via remote in India. Luxembourg, Bruce Churchill in California says, received a nice two-sided EQSL in 101 days for an emailed report to Radio Gloria on 6140. Heard 20 May at 1845 to 1925 UT, using the TWR remote in Cyprus. The very signer was Peter Gallagher, HB9JCD, the station manager. He said the schedule is 06 to 21 UT. Their dipole antenna is oriented roughly towards the eastern med, but he said the radiation pattern is largely omnidirectional. He'd like to know if their signal gets to eastern North America. Radio Gloria has been on the air since 2004 as Switzerland's first Catholic radio station. Kari Kallio in Finland replies, congratulations. I managed to receive the same nice QSL. Always makes a distant listener happy. Then Bruce explains how he transforms such EQSLs into paper QSLs with his Canon photo printer. Mexico, although I'm not convinced they're really running 100 kilowatts, XCRF 1570 puts in a better signal than most of the other Mexican stations, even though there's lots of U.S. stations now on the frequency. La Hora Nacional runs every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. local time in most of Mexico, but they were running it at 11 p.m. because they're on Central Daylight Time, that is, starting at 04 UT. In this case, they break away from the hour-long national feed at the half hour for Coahuila in La Hora Nacional, about the state itself. And that's followed, just after 05 UT, by the national anthem and the Coahuila anthem. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 2312. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com, Our thanks this week for financial support from Peter Robinson in Preston, UK, who sent a contribution via PayPal, not originally in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Station YHWH, the Antichrist pirate somewhere in Western North America. More reports of it from Rick Barton in Arizona. It's always on 7475. He heard it on the 7th of September, in progress at 0300, but fading out at 0330. And on the 6th of September, tuning in at 0500 and cutting off at 0532 after ripping on the Catholic Church. But Ron Howard was hearing it much earlier than usual, September 11th, at 0235, via remote in Prince George, B.C., with his theme song Days of Hard Life at 0257. Norway Non, here's a special program expected to run for about 2 months every day on shortwave radio Vincent on the River Aller in Germany, our affiliate also. It's from the Bergen Art Festival in Norway, Karin Werner's Night Air. These will be appearing every day at 20 UT on 3975 and 6160. Maximum time about 30 minutes, however, on the first day, September 11th, they seem to be finished by 2012, then some dead air. These are being referred to as lullabies. The first performer was someone from Morocco in Arabic. Very pleasant listening while it lasted. More info at their website, en.bergemassembly.no/2025 or at shortwaveradio.de. Peru. Usually no signal overnight on 4810. But there was a barely audible carrier September 6th at 6:16 and September 7th at 06:32, presumably Radio Logos in Chasuta, Peru. Definitely on the air by 3 hours later when reported in the NASA flash sheet by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, September 5th at 09:15 with Rustic Andean Music, and by Ralph Perry in Illinois at 09:23 with Peruvian folklore music and a vocalist, only audible in lower sideband to know the horrendous howling noise blob above 4810. Poland Non, Ron Trotter in Illinois reminds us that English from Polish radio is now on WRMI 9455, heard from 03 to 04 UT, followed by Israel in English. And Mike Cooper says there's a daily news magazine from the English section of Polish radio each weekday at 2 p.m. Central European Time, that's 12 UT. That's from podcasty.polskiradio.pl. And also they have a mobile app for Android, iOS, and Windows Media with a 24-hour English language stream. And speaking of Poland, Mike Cooper forwards a story from Economic Times of India. Russia's mysterious doomsday radio station made a rare broadcast before Putin invaded Poland's airspace. What is it? This was published on September 11th. That's about the buzzer on 4625 UVB76. They go into detail about how it's operated in the past, before Russian drones were shot down by NATO and Polish aircraft in Poland's airspace. Cryptic messages were broadcast on what has been dubbed Doomsday Radio. Active since the Cold War, Russia's chilling station sent its first message in months, and what remains is speculation of what it could be used for. The white noise came to life again on September 8th, when a cryptic voice messages of numbers and letters were heard, sparking a lively discussion on social media. September 8th, the usual monotone was briefly disrupted by a series of messages in Russian, numbers, names, and code words. A 64-second recording quickly went viral on social media. This sparked a wide debate, suggesting the numbers represented coordinates for unknown listeners far from the motherland, or codes were signals for Russia's nuclear submarine fleet, intended to scare President Trump before he makes decisions on sanctions. Spain finally resumed English broadcasts on September 10th, their Wednesdays only at 10 UT and repeated at 2200, the latter on shortwave. Still only two frequencies were hearing, 17715 and 15390. Not intended for North America. Simon French in California got word from Marilyn Quintana at the station the day before that this would be happening. It seems that Amy Egan is no longer to be heard from Spain. And this is a very busy hour for me. I will try to listen to the podcast later at my convenience, sometime during the following week. Someone in Rustix got an EQSL from Radio Love Warbler via Wolverton, UK. The card has an artistic text about a mythical bird whose voice is made up of imitations of bird sounds by different people, and a stylized audiogram symbolizing the singing of the bird. And the final broadcast, and this corrects earlier info, Saturday, 20 September, at 19 UT on 9500. However, previously it was on 9550, perhaps by mistake, so be sure to check both, and if not, some other frequency. In communication of the British DX Club, Chrissy Brand explains that Radio Love Warbler is part of the Folkestone Triennial Arts Festival. Radio Love Warbler broadcasts there on 87.7 MHz dawn to dusk until 19th October. Mike Cooper refers us to a book review in TheConversation.com, published September 4th. It's BBC Has a Long History in Africa. The new book offers a critical take on the broadcaster. It details how BBC influence has changed and varied from one country to another, ending with the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation initially embraced BBC's public service ideals, but later it became a propaganda arm for the ruling party. Ben Cobb reports that effective September 1st, FCC renewed for 1 year the license for station WK2XJK in Alpine, New Jersey, issued to Rockland Wireless. It's authorized 16 kilowatts ERP in fixed service bands, that is, avoiding amateur, broadcast, maritime, and aeronautical bands between 9.04 and 18.78 megahertz. The station ID requirements have been waived, and if any interference occurs, this authorization will be subject to immediate shutdown. In communication of the British DX Club, the Save VOA YouTube channel has a handful of videos worth checking regularly. VOA has been silenced for the first time in 83 years, a setback for press freedom. Help keep VOA alive, they say. Support our journalists. The Save VOA website is at savevoa.com, also on Facebook and YouTube. WTWW has been off the air again from 5085. George McClinic informs me that September 11th, a new relay costing 24 kilodollars has been ordered, so maybe back on the air sometime the following week. By the way, there are 43 towns in the USA called Lebanon, so be sure to specify Tennessee. A major development at WRMI happening a bit too late for me to mention last week. Classic Redneck Radio is gone. It had replaced most of the hours of Toombs' Brother Stair, but now it has been replaced by World Radio Network. Relays of broadcast stations around the world, an excellent development, many of them no longer on shortwave themselves. Be sure to let WRMI know that you appreciate this new programming. As Joe Hannon suggests, check the WRMI website and the World Radio Network website for the specific schedule. The superstition of WBCQ 9330 was not being heard since August 29th, but was finally back on the air September 8th with World's Last Chance Radio. Meanwhile, that programming seemed to appear at various times on their other frequencies, contrary to exact scheduling, 6160, 5130, or even 7490. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener and Dr. Walter Samaniv were among those reporting it on some of the substitute frequencies. Harold Froge in Florida ran across worldwide country music on WWCR. He says, a pleasant surprise. This was September 5th until 17 UT on 12160. Good old tunes such as by Eddie Arnold, Vaughn Monroe, Pee Wee King, Porter Wagoner, Jimmy Rogers, and many more. So much better than the usual fare on WWCR. I see on their schedule it is 1 hour each at the following times. Monday through Friday at 16 to 17 on 12160. Tuesday through Friday and Sunday at 05 to 06 on 4840. CC Bus FM Paris, but occasionally AM if not shortwave, Ben Cobb forwards this notice of apparent liability. $60,000 against Radio Energy, Inc. for operating unauthorized stations as Radio Energy Boston on 1620 kHz in Mattapan and 1640 in Brockton, Massachusetts. James Branham in Oklahoma forwards a story from EnterpriseNews.com dated October 12th of 2022, apparently about the same stations, about a Haitian migrant's dream to invest in his community, doing it the best way he knows through music and culture. He purchased Radio Energy Boston. At that time, the station on 1620 and 1640 had been in service for 22 years. And this story seems to be treating it as if it's not a pirate. Perfectly straightforward. In the WTFDA list, Carl Zuck forwards a report about SFN, Single Frequency Networks, building co-channel network consisting of a main transmitter and booster fillers to more efficiently serve your area of license. This is referring to FM. The most advanced concept is to completely rethink methods of FM broadcast. No longer would everything be based on a central main transmitter. Licensees would build an SFN or multiple transmitters to increase and maximize the efficiency of delivery of a station to cover their area as best as possible. The next level, geocasting. Since you have multiple transmitters instead of one main transmitter, feeding all the boosters and translators, you could then customize delivery by sending out advertising, traffic reports, or any other regional content independently to as many areas as you wish that are served by one of the multiple transmitters. Would be useful to advertisers, especially, who want to send out localized store addresses or events. Bill WN0OCW replies, KUSC in Los Angeles and Santa Clarita has had a hybrid FM plus HD SFN pair of transmitters operating on 91.5 since 2005. Venezuela, I still hear it almost every night, late at night, on 4940 Estación 4940. But we haven't mentioned it lately. In the NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports it, September 5th at 0935 in Spanish, Andean music, Bible stuff, songs and ballads and instrumentals, and seem to mention Estación 4940. Anyhow, it's a religious station. The exact site is not exactly well known, but it's believed to be in Venezuela rather than Colombia. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued September 8th. ANK indices is peaking at 20 and 5 on September 15th, 15 and 4 on September 29th, and October 3rd. Quietest dates of only 5 and 2, September 11th to 13th, 20th to 27th, October 1st and 2nd. Polar flux rising from 120 September 13th to a peak of 160 on the 27th. And down to 140 by October 2nd. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations. Hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2312 with a standard disclaimer.